My name is Susan. I'm married to Jim. I've got two children, a son and a daughter, and five grandchildren. I went to Teachers Training College and I came back to Guildford and I taught in the local Catholic school. Or in between whiles, I was teaching piano because I was a music teacher at school, but I did it out of school as well. I was in my late 50s, middle 50s, I think. I left teaching by then because by then I'd become ill and I couldn't carry on. I had to take early retirement. And we didn't at that time know why, what was wrong. I've had something wrong for a long, long time. Every time I came to a holiday, I just collapsed. So looking back on it, it was brewing, it was there. But nobody took any notice of me. They'd say to me, "You're being silly. There's nothing wrong with you. You're imagining it." And I used to get the most terrific headaches, and that was put down to migraine. I was sent to several hospitals, and still I was told there was nothing wrong. And I got so bad in the end, and my husband was so fed up with it, and he worked for the post office. They belonged to, now what's it called, Benenden Society. And we wrote to them, and they gave me an appointment to go to London to a private clinic. And I went up there, and the doctor questioned me and looked at me. And by this time, I was really, really bad. I couldn't think. I couldn't do anything. I was so awful. And within 2 days, I was in Atkinson Morley Hospital having a shunt fitted. They found what it was. And I put up with that all that long time. And I just thought I was going balmy. It was years because nobody would ever listen. And I honestly can't remember bringing my children up. So after that, I was all right. Then I got bad again in the year 2000. I ended up in Adam Brooks Hospital. That was through Shine when it was ASPA. So I went there and they gave me a programmable shunt, but it didn't seem to be working properly. And they couldn't understand why. And they put it in upside down. So I had to have it done all over again. And I took a long, long time to get over it. I came home, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't even sit up, feed myself. Gradually, over the last 12 years, because it was 12 years ago when that happened, I've got a lot better. I haven't had a headache since, which is wonderful. I can't learn new things easily. I don't know whether this is my deafness or the hydrocephalus, but when I'm in a room with a lot of people, it's like a monkey house, babble, and you can't pick anything out. And if you're trying to listen to somebody who's sitting there, you can hear the person right over the other side of the room rather than that person. It's just awful. If I'm in the car and Jim talks to me, I don't hear it because I can hear the noise of the car, or if the window's open, you hear the wind. You never hear what you want to hear. When there's several people, you know, you get in groups and they're all talking, and I think what I'm going to say, the time I've got it in my brain, they're on to something else. It never gets said. My hydrocephalus has affected my coordination. My fingers won't go where I want them to. Because of that, I had to give up playing the piano. I saved up for a car, and I decided I wouldn't buy a car. I bought a piano instead, which was my pride and joy. I had a wheelchair that had to be pushed, because I couldn't work the ones with the wheels because one hand was stronger than the other. So I was going around the circle, so Jim had to push me everywhere. I can't go to visit my friends because I can't get into their houses. If I have a problem, I'm never quite sure what's causing it because I've got so many other problems besides the hydrocephalus. So I'm never quite sure who to go to about it. And when I get to somebody, they never know what the other person is thinking. My own doctor, I'm sure, does not really understand what hydrocephalus does to you. I just try to make sure I do things. We do try to go out every day if we can, because if you're indoors, you go mad. And we're fortunate enough to have that car, so we can go out.